There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back to
Hey, wasn't he with Goody Mob?
He was.
He was indeed.
Yep, sausage fingers.
Indeed. Fingers still big.
Making fun of CeeLo.
Come on now.
Big fingers.
CeeLo. Hey, CeeLo is built like a beach ball.
Oh, jeez. You guys are still doing that bingo card. You got one.
The only one that's been consistent.
That was quick.
Week. Leroy, while you were gone, we actually we gave away a fig parlay. I want your opinion on this.
First of all, I was just the backseat. I was his conscience.
No, this is good though.
First of all, I'm gonna tell you, if it's a fig parlay, how many in a parlay?
Only six legs.
Thankfully, not as much as he normally does.
Yeah. I would have kept going, but we ran out of time in this.
I told him that.
Hey, let me see. Go.
Terry Rozier over 3.5 assists.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're starting normal, right?
Yeah.
Bam Adebayo over 7.5 rebounds.
If Bam was playing in the paint and doing dribble handoffs like he used to, yes.
Yeah.
But he plays outside a lot now. But he averages 10 a game.
Correct. So we went less than what they expected. They expected, or they had his line at 10.5. We went down to 8. So potential.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Potential.
Because I have.
Who they play? They're playing
the Phoenix Suns.
And who's their big?
Nurkic, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Nurkic, I'm not feeling. No. Nope.
Okay, so that's the one you're against. That's the one you're against.
Keep going. Why? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why you do all your parlays from one game?
It gives me a reason to watch just this one game. You know, I don't want to have to be switching. Like, I'm watching the Minnesota game because I need John Morant to get over 17 points, but I also need the Magic to win against the. It's too much. I can't.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. So now we're at two legs.
Correct. Two legs. Third
go.
Leg, the Heat to win.
Okay. Right. They're underdogs, right?
Yes. So that actually gave me some value towards the end. 5.5-point underdogs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, the final three legs. We have.
I already tell where you look.
No.
Hey, the only thing that's missing is Tobin say, hear me out.
Hear me out, dude.
That's where that grin comes in.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero to score over 14.5.
Oh, he's been on the run.
Right.
Now, I'm good with you rolling with Tyler and maybe Terry or anybody else. Yeah. Jimmy, he'll score 30 and then score 5.
Okay, well, the next leg, Jimmy Butler to score over 14.5.
Over 14?
Yeah.
I give him 14. He can get 14 in his sleep.
Well, can he get 15, though? Because it's 14 and a half. You got the hook there, okay, unfortunately. Yeah.
And he's gonna go to the line. He's gonna go to the line 8-10 times.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
But here's the other thing.
Yeah,
ain't nobody making no damn free throws.
That's a problem. That is a problem we have been happening. The final leg of the parlay. Thus far, you know, nothing too egregious, right? Except for you didn't like the rebound Bam one.
None too egregious.
Bam. This was what his line was set at: 15.5 points. So I need 16 points out of Bam Adebayo.
So you basically saying Bam going to get
16
damn near doubled up.
16 and 8. Yeah. I say, Bam, you should be able to give me 16 and 8.
No.
Oh, come on.
But here's why. Here's why.
If he can't get me 16 and 8.
Here's why.
All right.
Bam is going to bang bodies with Nurkic and then be times where he's covering KD.
Give me 16 points.
He's going to be working like crazy.
If he does it, no pressure to Bam.
I'm just.
No, what you're saying makes sense. No pressure to Bam, though. But if he doesn't get me 16 and 8 tonight, I'm going to be very.
What if he gets like 11 and 10? I'm just saying 16 is a lot when on the defensive side of the ball, you guarding KD and then banging bodies with Nurkic.
But he's supposed to be one of the top players in the league.
No, again, one of the top players, yes. But you know why he's a top player?
Yeah.
Because he can guard anybody.
So he's a top defender.
He can guard anybody, and he doesn't have to do all the scoring.
He is either a top defender in the league or a top player in the league. And that's what we need to find out about Bam Adebayo.
No, that's what we need to find out for your parlay.
I tried, Leroy. I really tried.
That was reasonable.
You understand the logic behind that?
Yes, but it's not enough. I don't care. Giannis guards the best player and puts up points. Sure, he's not Giannis, but he's also not putting up 30 points.
Giannis is 7 feet.
Cool.
And can do a layup from the top of the key.
Yes, so I don't expect Bam to have 30 points, but he can give me 20. Jeez. 20-10. Sabonis does it every night.
Let me explain the difference. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get you're saying you want him to be the upper echelon, but here's the deal. It's a team.
Yeah.
And what is asked of you has more value to the team than what you can do. Bam is the defensive guy that guards all five guys, gets rebounds, does a lot of stuff, and can score.
Yeah.
But it's not a priority that he scores because now you got Terry, you got Tyler, you got Jimmy,
yeah,
right? And then you got 3-point shooters also. So to say that there's a difference. I believe that this team will be successful if Jimmy scores 25.
For sure. We should win every game
but,
if he scores.
But
we don't, though.
But I don't think it's important that Bam scored 25 because you got other scores.
I don't need 25. But, 16. You know, nothing crazy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not asking for nothing crazy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you like Tobin and logic kicks your ass every now and then?
See, because logically, I need to pay these bills. So if these guys can potentially hit my parlay, that would be nice. I'm not asking for much, Leroy.
But are you trying to win?
Win the game?
Or win the parlay? You're trying to win a parlay, right? Yeah. I'm helping you with that.
So what?
I'm helping you with that. Like, I'm not saying Bam can't score 16.
Yeah.
I'm saying you got a big body in Nurkic.
Yeah.
And then you got KD.
It's going to be rough on him. He's going to have a rough night.
Bam hands are going to be full on the defensive end.
Which is why we need Kal-El Ware in there to free up some
of the defense. You're adding a whole bunch of other parts. We're speaking solely from the purposes of him scoring 16 points.
If Bam can't get
16, I'm not saying he can't do it, but I'm saying that he's going to be all over the place. Here's another thing. Banging bodies with Nurkic and dealing with whoa, Leroy, you were 1-6 on your bet. No, I wasn't. What are you talking about?
I remember that.
Kidding. Calm down.
I totally remember.
Wow.
Timbo says, Leroy, you are 1-6 in your basketball parlay. Sit this one out.
Hey, you sure? Okay. Then go. You do you.
No, I did.
I'm looking at my last parlay right now.
Yeah, let me see.
Where is it?
Prize Picks. Let me see. Oh, okay. What's the one leg there? Dak Prescott.
Dak got hurt.
I
still got my money back.
Oh, you pushed her or something like that? Or if they get
hurt? Yeah, they give me your money back if you get five or six or somebody get hurt.
Oh.
But if he would have got hurt in the first half, they would have just taken him off the board. Now we got 5-5.
Ooh, damn.
But he got hurt in the second half.
That's a benefit for Prize Picks because I definitely had like a crazy parlay that Drake London injured his hip pretty badly in the first quarter, and I could not.
Oh, they would have took him off, so you would have had like
I was very upset.
17 leg.
I was hoping he would limp back onto the field like the Knicks player that came back. What's his name? Yeah. I forgot. Anyway, let's go ahead and get some headlines because we have a pretty important headline we didn't get a chance to touch on just yet. These headlines are brought to you by the new and improved Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, you can choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Tonada, and Palisade.
Remember, did you say Tonada?
Solana? like
Sonata?
Like Tucson, Solana, and a Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I'm quite familiar with Hyundai's work.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, I own one all the way up until now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because I see you.
I remember your car, actually.
I had a Palisade, and before that, I had a G90.
Look at that. You want to be like Leroy, head out to Doral Hyundai. Leroy, the results are in. The Miami Hurricanes.
Ranked, number three.
Are they? Damn, I was about to say fourth. Miami, the initial college football rankings, according to Inside the U, which was posted about 16 hours ago, could have updated since then. Miami Hurricanes are ranked fourth in initial football playoffs.
Let me go. I'll check. I thought it was somebody said they were third, but let me see.
You know what's interesting? I see State of the U has ranked fourth, seeded third. So are they ranked fourth? Are they seeded third? What's going on here?
Well, one is the I'm looking on here.
Yeah.
And it says they're fourth.
All right. So
I'm looking on. I just look at the games.
Yeah, I see.
It does the rank?
College football playoff official Twitter tweeted out Miami Hurricanes number four right there. So
okay, I want to be. You could be four.
What the hell does seeded third mean, though?
Because it goes conference winners.
Yeah,
and maybe they're.
What the hell though? Then why wouldn't they just be third?
So the four conference winners, are seeded 1-4. So maybe they are higher ranked than the other team leading the conference.
Then why wouldn't they just be three?
Because there's the AP poll.
You know what?
The AP poll, and then there's the college football poll.
Someone get Alex Dono on the phone. I'm telling you. We're gonna take Leroy's word for it for now. But I don't trust him.
Why not? I'm telling you how it works. They're ranked fourth in the AP poll.
Yeah.
Right? Which has been done since the beginning of the year.
Yep.
And then the college football playoff, they're ranked third or seeded third because of their record next to the other conference winners.
Then why did the college football playoff tweet out playoff selection committee ranking four? But like, I see. Okay. I understand what you're saying. And it makes sense. They were ranked fourth before this thing came out. Or was that the coaches poll? I can't keep up with the damn polls anymore. Run to the polls.
All you need to know is.
Yeah.
I think the four conference champions get the top four seeds. I'm almost positive of that.
Yeah, and you discussed yesterday which one would be most beneficial. I think you had said that it's probably best to be in that fourth or fifth spot, right?
Yeah. Four, you get a bye, and then you would play the winner of five
And 12?
And 12.
Yeah. Come on, number 12.
And the, well, but if you're the fifth.
Yeah.
You play
the 12, and then.
You play the 12, and then you would play the 4.
Yeah. So if you're the top four, the best spot is 4.
You would get a bye. Me personally.
Yeah.
Now that I thought about it, I'd rather be fourth.
Yeah, because you know why?
I want the bye, but I'm worried about this defense. I don't want to put him in harm's way extra time.
For sure. Because all it takes is one. It takes a
SMU
or something like that to pull something crazy.
SMU, yeah. who puts up a boatload of points. If they have to play them in the conference championship,
yeah,
it'll be weird because SMU just got here and they just gonna run up through the ACC.
Well, we got much more Hurricanes talk. We got 15 minutes of game day uncensored. We got to play Rats Off a Ship. We got to get some trivia in. A lot more left on the show. Don't forget to punch in that parlay that we just discussed. If you want to make the change as far as points, like Leroy suggested, that's totally fine. But you're dead to me, and you have no guts. With that being said... Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a Wednesday. Tobin out.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's how you, I mean.
It's I how gotta it's say it like that.
No, that's how it's spelled.
No.
That's how I remember how to spell it. Wednesday. Is there an E? I could be missing an E somewhere.
There's an E.
Wednesday.
N-E-S-D.
Wednesday. No, Wednesday Adams though. Hmm. Spelled differently. Mm-hmm.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah. What's that?
What school did you go to where they taught this? What the hell? Dude, you know what? Correct. Stop sharing your learning methods.
Correct spelling.
Because you right now, you are.
No, I was right.
People going to look at you, look at who taught this.
No, I was right. You were wrong. It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
You said there's an E.
No, I
said
yes. Yeah. Yeah, no.
There
no,
is
I
mean,
like,
E's.
I meant like after the wed N, like W-E-D-E, like a random E somewhere there.
No, Marcos. You should know that.
That's why again. I asked him. He again. Confirmed
again.
It.
Again.
Yeah.
Would explain why you're a comedian.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even consider. More of a joke. Thank you. I'll be here all night. Thank you.
What is wrong? Like, man.
This is why I enjoy having Marcos around. It makes
yeah.
me
happy. Good times.
But you know, she's thinking.
What?
Man. She goes, I sometimes wonder what I learned in school. Then I talk to Marcos. Really? She's like, I could Marcos be a damn doctor.
I could only imagine what goes on in his head.
Right.
Ooh.
And then that's what makes me laugh even more.
No, people. We rode in the car, and I just listened to him try to put two things together. Damn. And I just look over.
He
like,
thinks out loud.
Yes. And I'm like, hey man,
and you can see it in his face.
I can see it in his face. Like it he's got to be. He's kind of being serious, but then he has this smile like...
I can't tell if you guys are complimenting me or not.
Man, I sound dumb as hell. Like,
I thought you guys were speaking glowingly of me.
He'll say a lot. Wait. That don't sound right. No, like, you just start... You'll have a whole conversation with yourself. I'm like, huh.
Marcos, it's all love. It's all love.
So you guys...
you need me to pitch in?
You guys like, aren't praising me right now? Is that... That's not what's happening?
No, I believe you're actually really funny.
Oh,
all right. So, I just think, and
just your way of being is just, it's funny.
They used to tell me that in school, though, but they wouldn't say you're funny. They'd be like, ha ha, you're so stupid. And I'd be like, what? what do you mean by that? Like, oh,
you know,
you're like, so
but
you're
I find stupid funny. So I don't
sometimes Marcos will say something, yeah. And I go, dear God, I hope this is a bit.
Like when the oceans didn't connect.
Whenever you guys leave after the show, me and Marco sit down for like a whole hour,
yeah.
And it's just me crying at half the things he says.
But wait, so yeah. It's like that with Tobin though, because like, imagine walking through an airport, and he looks at his watch, and don't know what time it is. Huh. Like he's getting confused because he think we missed our plane because the time.
And I'm like, against time zones exist.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I'm like, sit. I'm looking at him. Well, and he's like dumb. Panicking. And I'm like, and I say to myself, dear God, I hope this is a bit. Because, like, I'm like, Tobin.
I mean, honestly, yeah, with Tobin, I feel like it's really hard to tell.
Right.
No matter how many years you've known him.
No, you know what this is what pissed me off, right? The only time he's really, really serious, when we go to fights and they all know him, he's all professional. And right.
Completely different Tobin.
Right.
I can't wait to embarrass him in that setting one day.
You can't. No,
I'll figure it out.
You'd be embarrassing yourself if you do that.
You know what he says to me?
I gotta do what I gotta do,
Jay. We'll go, we'll go somewhere.
It's all risk.
And somebody will say something, like a boxer or something.
Yeah.
And he'll look at me and go. But other than that, no, they he's highly respected in the fight game. So, like, I go there.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And I'm just like, I'm following you. Now, he did leave me high and dry for Skip Bayless.
Totally did.
I will never understand how he did
that. I would never do that to you, Lee.
No, but he didn't. And then he tried to put it on me.
Yep.
Which you know,
you were going to go golf.
I'm going to go see Joy. I'm like, doesn't she work with Skip? No. I'm going to see Joy.
Yeah, I always ask someone.
You know what I feel like we should do? We should bring Joy on the show and see what exactly happens. Yeah. You know, straight from the source. How much time did they actually spend together?
Ooh, right. Was he always a show?
Imagine that never happens, and it was just him going to see Skip.
What if Joy's like, I wasn't even there?
I didn't even know he was there.
Would surprise me.
The truth. This guy's a habitual liar, so I wouldn't be surprised. I would not.
I tell you what. I ain't gonna look when we get to Vegas. Yeah. I don't too much. Like I got my spots.
Yeah.
He got his spots. He get me into where I need to go. Even though I almost got accosted.
Oh.
Well, I went. So we were like we're the first people there.
Ah.
Because most of the people get there between like 9, 10, you know, until like 2 or 3.
Yep.
We have to be there at 7. Ooh. So somebody has to let us in.
Oh. Oh, because you're the first one.
Right. We do show is 3 hours before.
Her. And time zones.
Oh, yeah. Damn. So, we had the people let us in. They have us all set up. You know, they have like a one guy doing all of the time production in there. You know, one of the engineers.
Yeah.
All set up. But the problem is the damn Starbucks
doesn't open
until 8.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
Right.
It's coffee. And, it's supposed to start your day with that.
And no, well, here's the deal. Where we were broadcasting from,
yeah,
the hotel has 3
Starbucks. Jesus.
But the one by us don't open until 8. So I would have to walk all the way around the other side of the casino. Hmm. So I wait till 8. I go to get something. I come back. And this guy said, "Who you rolling with?" Like, he's blocking the thing. I'm like, "Who are you?"
What? You weren't here when
I got it. You don't get credentials at all?
Yeah, I showed him my band. He said, "I don't care about that."
What?
What?
Yeah.
Why do I even have a band then?
So the show is going on in there.
Yeah.
I'm standing out here and I'm like, "Dude, what the hell's wrong with you? You just got here. I've been here for an hour already."
For him to say he doesn't care about the band.
And then one of the guys that's running it, like, then he come up, "Oh, he's good.
And that happened my first year.
Then he gonna say, "Relax."
Ultra?
I'm like, "Relax. Why you stop me? Right? Like, you just like, who are you?
Huh?
You ain't got no power over me. Like, what are you doing?" So, like, I was like, "Man, get on away from me." He tried to apologize. I said, "Get on away from me, because you and your boys was trying to act all like you had some kind of power or something, and you ain't nobody."
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept going about my business. But I mean, he really accosted me. I had 2 cups. I just moved the gate. He said, "Who you with?" I'm like, "Who I'm with? What fighter?" I'm like, "I'm with no fighter. I'm doing radio." He says, "Where's your credentials?" I say, "I got my bank." "I don't care nothing about that."
What?
Then why do you ask? Oh my goodness. Right. You know what? This is why I cannot be around people sometimes.
Right. Now, like he clearly was trying to flex in front of his boys. Like, he has some kind of power. And
so
I'm
when
like,
this would happen to me when I would work festivals,
right?
I went to the source, the people who gave me my credentials. Whoa. I would drag them and I'll take them there. And I'm like, "Let it be the last time you did not let me through this gate with my credentials."
Right. The boss.
And then every time I would pass by, because I would have to go to different stations, I would look at them straight in the face and I'd be like, "Are you going to remember me or are you going to give me more problems?"
Jesus. Right.
And I would walk away.
But
so you're not going to stop me from doing my job.
Power ain't good for everybody. Right? Like, everybody can't have power. Nah. Right? Because, like, this dude, I didn't. And here's the thing. He didn't have. Because, you know, normally the people that let you in or whatever, they have a shirt on or something like this. He didn't have nothing on. He was just trying to check my.
I would have been like, "Let me see your credentials, huh? Where's your shirt?"
So we literally going back and forth outside of the thing, and then somebody came out there and he was like, "Leroy, come on." I'm like, I say, "What's wrong with this dude?"
Unacceptable.
Right? And then he's like, oh, buddy, I'm sorry." "No, you're not. No, you're not. You're just trying to save
sorry, you got
with
caught.
This dude." Right. But yeah, man, that's, and then, you know, Tobin, this man has the audacity when we go to the Vegas. "Don't embarrass me in front of my people." I'm like,
"Well, your people."
I'm like, "What?" What?
I mean, we saw him on Heat Media Day. We know.
Right. We know. We know. I think he says a prayer every time we do Me Heat Media Day that he don't get got. Right? Because some of the things he says, right? Oh, man. And I forget. Like, me and Kyle Lowry start talking about golf, and we spent the whole segment just going back and forth and then throwing a basketball question. And then he had to go.
He's in his head saying, "I'm winning today."
Yes, he goes, "I'm winning today."
All right, Jay Fig, she is going into her secret stash, giving away 2-day general admission passes to the Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend. You might win and see Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch, and more. We're going to take callers now. Figgy, what caller will be the winner of these tickets?
Caller number 4.
Let's go ahead and dial in 305-567-0560. We're going to give away these tickets, and we're going to come back and mix it on up, dude. All right, music man. Who's that from?
Who? I didn't hear it. Did it sound? I don't know.
That was your 3-second clip.
I don't know.
That is Zach Brown Band.
Oh no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, me.
Either. I wouldn't get you there.
Me either.
Like, I wouldn't get that. There's a lot of guys that like. My music is I listen to any kind of music.
Yes, you do.
So wait. Somebody said the lead singer of Linkin Park was a woman.
I don't know what's really going on with that.
Because I hear the guy sing for like the first part of the song, and then she comes in. But I don't know if they just have, you know, I don't know.
Actually, yeah.
Emily Armstrong is the new lead singer for Linkin Park.
Yeah, but she's not. So who sings, like, listen to that song. He sings most of the damn song.
Yes, she shares lead vocals with Mike Shinoda.
Okay, there it is.
There you go.
So share lead.
Correct. They have two co-leads right now.
Yep, and they both kind of sound like my man.
That's nice.
Except she sounds better than, no, because she can really, you know.
Yeah.
First of all, the fact that the original lead of Linkin Park could sing like that for that long and still have a voice is incredible.
It is incredible. It is, and he did it well. Like, sometimes you hear some music where it's, like, very aggressive on the throat, and they're like, this is a love song. And it's like, what? Right. But he did it in a way that happened to be marketable, and it was super dope. Super dope.
Yep. I knew. You know how I got hooked on Linkin Park?
Was it the Jay-Z crossover album?
Nope. That was after.
Way after?
I was already in.
How'd you get hooked on Linkin Park?
Transformers.
How did we not get that?
and originally it was Transformers, but then it was Guitar Hero.
Oh yeah. That Guitar Hero introduced a lot of good music.
Yeah.
They don't make games
of anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Crazy Town. They had a lot of Ozzy.
Barracuda was mine. Barracuda.
Isn't that Crazy Train? Crazy Train.
Crazy Train. Did I say Crazy Town or say Crazy Train? I thought it was Crazy Train.
It's Crazy Train.
My bad.
You know what's a song that I recognize every single time I play it? Okay. That was his Crazy Train impression.
Yes.
This instrumental, every time I hear it, really, really sparks my soul. That's right.
I know this one.
We are going to very quickly open up the mixed bag, shall we? Let's start with Leroy's favorite player in the world, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I thought you was going to say Eli Apple.
Oh, no. He's not even worth mentioning anymore.
He's on the team right now.
Is he? Oh, he made a team.
Hey, wait, isn't he on? He's on the Chargers.
Huh. Let's see. Eli Apple is a cornerback for the Chargers.
Yeah. Oh, no. I follow him.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's why he's your favorite.
Yeah.
All right. Well, your second favorite then.
Aaron Rodgers.
One of the moves made at the trade deadline was the departure of Jets receiver Mike Williams to the Pittsburgh
Steelers. He shouldn't care. He blamed him for the reason why he threw the pick.
Of course, there's that controversy from earlier on in the season where Aaron Rodgers threw his teammate under the bus, essentially blaming him for a late interception. Now that he has departed from the team, Aaron Rodgers answers what he feels on the trade or the player himself.
Mike's a good guy. He'll be good in that locker room. Obviously, got a lot of great veteran leadership. He's had a nice career. And sometimes change of scenery is great for certain guys. I mean, it was great for me. It was fun, kind of get re-enthused and stuff. And you know, we kind of knew with Devontae coming in that there'd be less targets for everybody because you know G's leading the league in targets. He's going to get his targets, and Teddy's dynamic player. He's going to get his targets. So if this gives Mike more opportunities, that's awesome. And we wish Mike well.
Leroy, why do you have that look?
Trying not to cuss.
Oh! Seems like your bull bleep meter is going off.
Come on, Two-Face.
Mike's a good guy. Right? Yeah, Mike's a good guy. He's gonna.
Yeah, don't say that about me after you threw me under the bus.
Mike's a good guy. He doesn't know how to run a go route correctly, apparently, but he's a good guy. He's going to have a good time over there. You're fake. You're phony, like, dude.
The thing about sports is you can't ever put yourself there, even if you're there, right? Yeah. You have to. Everybody have to feel like you're one of them.
Yep.
You know? That's why the superstars that do the best are the ones that everybody feel like we all boys, even though they know you stand higher on the totem pole. You can't act like that. If you act like that, then there's going to be a problem.
Hmm.
So, I don't, man, look, he's so happy that his boy going to get, you know, more opportunities. The first game he's back, you threw him a pass and a half.
Now, continuing on in the mixed bag, Leroy, you spoke off air, and you've spoke about it on air before, about a certain name fiasco you have in your family of two people who have the same name. This can, you know, present a problem, especially when it comes down to election season. Dabo Sweeney reveals why he actually wasn't allowed to vote when he first went to his local poll.
Said I'd already voted. And I was like, no, I can assure you I hadn't voted. Well, it says we issued you early ballot and you voted. I'm like, no. And as it turns out, Will, my oldest, voted last week and they somehow messed it up, didn't verify his birthday or something, and they counted me as the vote. But apparently they're going to fix it on Friday, and me and Will, our two votes will count on Friday. I don't know if it'll matter on Friday, but trying to do my best and be a good citizen and go vote. And sometimes doing your best ain't good enough.
Leroy, another face there that don't seem to be buying what this guy's selling of it. Okay.
Mr. NIL.
He's in God's NIL.
Yeah, with the country accent.
Imagine.
He need to send some of that accent to Brian LSU. Yeah.
Man, did you know that Dabo Sweeney's real name was William? Where the hell did you get Dabo?
Nobody names their kid Dabo.
Well, William Christopher, to be exact.
William Christopher. Damn. Fair. No one names that. Although I have seen some.
Wait, I got relatives. Like, you know, if you're in a black family in the hood,
yeah,
you don't never know your family members' real names. I didn't know.
Yep.
That my uncle, who's like, he was like my brother.
Yeah.
I didn't know his real name was Lloyd until I was about 10, because we all called him Rusty.
Yep. Oh,
and
I mean,
guess why they called him Rusty?
Why is that?
Because my mom and her sister wanted to name him after the dog on Ren 10 10. That was Rusty. So they just named him Rusty.
They just named him Rusty. Love that.
Yep. But there's four of them now.
Four Rusty.
There's four. No, Lloyd's.
Oh, okay.
So then my grandfather
only
was
one
Lloyd.
Rusty, though.
He was Lloyd.
Yeah.
His son was Lloyd the third. And then his son had a son, Lloyd the fourth.
See, that makes a little bit more sense. I'm sure J-Fig can attest to this as well. I have, and you've seen it at the baby shower, I got a Cookie, a Lala, a Tatika,
who's the crazy aunt?
Cookie. A Mimi.
That was Cookie.
Cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie.
Mimi for sure. Oh, yeah. Mimi almost seems normal based off of, you know, girl. Like.
I don't know. Cookie did not seem normal.
A Chi-Chi.
Cookie was very aggressive.
Adita.
Yeah, see, it's just like there's just sound effects. They kind of just drop something.
Let me see.
It's like, oh, we
this
have
was
a.
The, no, wait, Braca. this was the nicknames and just on my dad's side because he had 11.
Well, some
he had 10 siblings.
Oof.
So we had Junebug, Poochie. Poochie, yeah.
Pooch.
And then he had a friend. All their friends' animals. Junebug. Toad.
Toad.
I got beef with that guy.
it was crazy. We had a guy that we golf with, Hat.
Hat
mailman.
Just Hat.
Called Hat. Yeah, Hat. Just hat. He always had a hat.
Okay. He wore a hat one day, and that was it.
Okay, dude.
We had Mailman.
That's crazy.
Mailman?
Mailman. He was a mailman. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't just call him by his profession. Like, what are you talking
about? He was the mailman.
I'm gonna start calling you radio host.
My dad was trained, and then when I was growing up, I was a little trained.
Aww.
And they say, what was your brother's nickname? Bad. Just bad. He was bad.
Just bad?
Bad. He was bad. Okay. Oh my goodness. Boy, he had more adults as a kid scared of him than kids. Yeah.
There's
respect.
Jamaican people do that though too. Jamaican will be like, yeah, that's Diggit. And we're like, why do you call him Diggit? He's like, he's a gardener. And it's like, all right.
I like that.
It happens. I'm telling you, it just happens.
Like, but you end up introducing your friends and your family like that. Nobody knows anybody's real name.
Nope.
Well, I grew up with my cousin, and he is practically like a brother to me. And I always thought his name was Junior until I got older and I found out that he was named after his father, but they always called him Junior because he was second.
Same thing.
And then whenever I introduce him to my friends or anyone, I say, this is Junior. I do not say, this is Albert.
Yeah, exactly. This is Albert the second. Like, it just doesn't.
That's weird.
I know a bunch of people that.
His wife calls him Albert, I'm like, who are you calling?
Who is
this? No.
What's going on?
And when you're in the relationship, Albert. They get the government name.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I'm more than sure Travis ain't calling Taylor Swift Tay Tay.
I think he does.
Tay Tay. I call her.
Yeah, nah.
They feel like on the podcast, he refers to her as Tay sometimes.
Tay.
But I don't. Tay I makes don't. Sense. Tay like, makes sense. I don't. Like, I'm not a big fan because, see, I'm the only one that calls my daughter Rebecca.
Huh.
Yeah.
Everyone else calls her what?
Bex.
Becky. Yeah, I get
right.
You.
Whatever. Hey, yeah. I mean, I know I'm in trouble.
Jennifer.
Yeah. I always call you Jennifer, though.
That just sounds, but like sometimes you say it and what did I do?
Nah, I just think like sometimes you call people by their name.
Right? Like if you're messing
even though on my phone it says Show Pony.
Wow.
No, I don't even have. And think about this, we call him Tobin so much.
Yeah.
I forget that his actual name is Brendan.
Brendan. Yeah. Gross.
I wonder what his middle name is. You think he got one of them fancy middle names?
You can't trust him. He lies about his backstory.
Oh, my God.
He's going to change his middle name.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll be back discussing the Miami Heat game tonight. We have to play a little bit of trivia before we get out of here. You know, silly sauce galore. We're getting back on clock. We're going to try to at least. You're listening to the Brendan.
Back on clock.
We're trying to at least.
You can't what kind really of show say is that this? When it's 12:59.
You're listening to the Brendan and Leroy show. It's just so weird. Skip calls him Brendan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.